The Lord is your righteousness, as Christ gives you his perfection, his holiness. Whatever there might be as you prepare for this Christmas celebration this season, to distract or degrade from the celebration, nothing can remove this. A real Christmas begins with righteousness. And that righteousness is found in Christ.
This message is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. December 1st, 2024. Jeremiah 33:14-16.
I'm sure you've all experienced and seen it happen as the Christmas season approaches. There are all those different types of people that just know exactly what needs to be done to have a real Christmas. You got the fudge critic and the foodie, the ones that say, it has to be this recipe and we have to have it, or it's not a real Christmas. And maybe you know the calendar karma police, the ones that say, if you're not here on Christmas Day, it's just not the same. Even if you come the day after or the day before, it has to be on Christmas Day. Or maybe you know someone else that's the present pariah, the one that wants to make sure that they get the package on time, and they start fretting and they get all wrapped up about getting that present there and getting the right present. Or maybe the little prince or princess of the presents that won't have a real Christmas, and they get unless they get that item at the top of their list. Or maybe you know and have run across the hopeless romantic that just needs to find romance or their soulmate to celebrate Christmas with. And if they can't celebrate Christmas with them, it's over. You've probably encountered this. And we know it's obvious, right? We know what makes a real Christmas. But so easily it gets missed, and we get wrapped up in all those other trappings. We see this too. We see how the way the world responds around us when they prepare for Christmas, when you look at the standard Hallmark film, the things that they focus and put forward are being with family, romance, maybe some romantic snow falling down, a small town village like Payson. That's what makes a real Christmas, right? And they shy away from even mentioning the word Christmas, if at all possible. And the meaning and the message of Christmas is definitely not really going to be there, save for you need to be in a nice, quaint church. But the real meaning of Christmas and what makes Christmas is exactly what we are preparing for in Advent. And we're going to spend the next 4 weeks looking at what makes a real Christmas. And today we'll start as we look at the prophecy found in the book of Jeremiah. As Jeremiah speaks to the people of a certain day and days that are coming, days that will definitely be worth celebrating, no matter what. When Jeremiah wrote to the people, he was actually held in the prison guard and under threat of being thrown into a different prison, which was even worse, which he had gone in and out of over the past months. See, Jeremiah was living during the time of King Zedekiah. And Zedekiah, the king of Jerusalem, though his name meant the Lord is righteous, did not live up to his namesake. And the people right along with him lived in this terrible sinful guilt. So that God had sent the Babylonians and King Nebuchadnezzar to besiege the city. And for so long, the people had nothing to look forward to. In fact, they weren't decorating their houses. They were, it says, literally tearing down their houses in order to fortify the gates and the walls of the city. They weren't looking forward to special foods and treats. The city was becoming so afflicted by the siege that they were scarcely able to find any flour or bread. The only thing they were looking forward to was the fact that the walls and the gate were eventually going to be breached, and they who had defied the Babylonians would be taken away, many of them killed, others would be taken as prisoners and be working as slaves for the Babylonians, and still others would be left behind with a ruined city and ruined towns surrounding it. Not much to look forward to or to celebrate. And it would kind of put things in perspective, I think, if we saw things that way. We don't currently have an invading army coming after us, but just imagine if war broke out and the cities were decimated by nuclear bombs and those who were in the armed forces were either captured, surrendered, or imprisoned, and all of our freedoms were gone, and we lived as a vassal nation, oppressed by others, and with no cause for celebration. Right now, it's probably hard for you to even imagine that. But if that were the case, wouldn't that make all of the food critics, the present pariahs, the hopeless romantics, wouldn't it make all their concerns that they're so wrapped up in seem so insignificant and unimportant when you have your safety, your security, your rest taken away, and you're toiling and slaving, and you've lost it all? Well, it's kind of a remark on society that we need something like that to wake us up. We shouldn't. And we shouldn't need to have an invading army to help us to see what really matters and what truly is important. The people of Israel were sent all these things by their God so that they could be prepared, so that they would be ready for a coming day. And though for them that destruction came at the hands of an army, for us and for all this world, a day is coming when there will be justice and righteousness, when this world will be judged, including us and all people. And suddenly all of the things that we used to fret over, the things we get wrapped up in so quickly, will be entirely insignificant, as the one thing in our mind will be, can we stand before a righteous God? As a people, are we any more righteous than the ancient people of Israel who were before us? So God, through Jeremiah, gave the people and gives us something to look forward to. He says in chapter 33, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah." Didn't look like it was happening now, but the days were coming. In the future, God would keep his promise for those who waited, who trusted in him. And that day would bring restoration. It would bring remission of sins. It would bring cause for renown and praise. It would bring rejoicing, and the people would find rest in the Lord. All the things they had looked for and hoped for would come. Those days are coming, as he says, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. That's what we need, isn't it? Security and safety. The people found this would happen after the Babylonians had decimated them, and tens of thousands were carried off into exile and slavery. The city was ruined and destroyed. God gave a king unlike King Zedekiah. He gave a king who would bring days of prosperity and peace. And it happened. In those days and at that time, God would restore the broken cities and the broken homes. God would take away the guilt that brought all this upon them and give them remission, complete forgiveness of sins. And the days were coming when he would give them renown. Instead of disgrace as a decimated nation, the people of the world would look at them and praise God for what he's done. And they, in turn, would rejoice in all that God had done. Not just rejoicing over cakes and fudge and beer, but rejoicing over what God had accomplished and the goodness of his promises fulfilled. And the days were coming when they would no longer toil and work, but they would find rest and peace. How did that come? Well, it comes for what we look back at and celebrate. The days are coming when I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. King Zedekiah had his line nearly cut off. The line of Judah seemed gone. And for hundreds of years, it seemed like there was no real king on the throne. And a few hundred years later, there was a king, but he was an Edomite, not of the line of Judah, not the one prophesied. Except the word came that the days had come, a branch, that is a small sprout, had come out of that line He's called a righteous branch. Unlike Zedekiah, who was called the Lord is righteousness, this one himself was righteous. That branch is the one who was born in such lowliness, born of the line of the Virgin Mary and taken under the care of his stepfather Joseph, both of the line of David, fulfilling prophecy, the days came that the people looked forward to. In those days, at that time, that king came from David's line. And that king came to bring perfect security. He came to live in lowliness. And this is the title that the scriptures gave him. It says, this is the name by it, which means the Lord's people who hold his name, will be called. And in Jeremiah 23, it's the Messiah himself. The Lord, our righteousness. Your translation might say, if you look at the NIV, our righteous Savior. But in the Hebrew, it's more literally an abstract idea. The Lord is our righteousness. See, a real Christmas doesn't come with perfect food or the presence of the right people or decorations. The real Christmas doesn't come with any of those things. It comes with this, what we lack, righteousness. The Lord himself is our righteousness. That branch, that king came to restore God's throne. If you're wondering and thinking that you won't be able to have the perfect real Christmas because your home needs some repairs or you're maybe going to lose your home, this righteous king came to supply what we need, and he promised a place for us in his righteous kingdom. And if you're wondering if maybe that guilt that's damaged relationships with others or that broken tie in your family is going to ruin the perfect Christmas, think again, because you have the Lord, your righteousness. And as your righteousness, he came in human flesh to live in your place, never breaking a relationship on his own accord, but seeking always to build up himself, living in perfect holiness with the Father and stepping in the place of sinners so that you might have his righteousness. And your guilt, gone. The relationship restored between yourself and God. Forgiveness and peace won that you can offer to others. The Lord is your righteousness as Christ gives you his perfection, his holiness. And instead of disgrace and shame, there is renown that people will say, these are those who know goodness and joy in God. And instead of grief and pain and loss this Christmas, doesn't matter what your circumstance, you have the Lord as your righteousness, meaning he gives you cause for rejoicing. Regardless of your circumstance, the days have come when the righteousness of God was fulfilled, and the days are coming when he will give you his perfect righteous robe forever in his kingdom. That's a real Christmas to celebrate. And finally, instead of working and toiling to try to prove ourselves to our family members, to try to prove ourselves to be good enough, and even prove ourselves to God, the Lord's righteousness comes through Christ. And the Lord, our righteousness, gives us what we lack, holiness, so we can stand before God as freely forgiven of sins and standing as holy in his sight. Our righteousness has come. Whatever there might be as you prepare for this Christmas celebration this season to distract or degrade from the celebration, nothing can remove this. A real Christmas begins with righteousness. And that righteousness is found in Christ. The days have come when he has fulfilled his promises, the good promises, not just the promises for Judah and Israel, but the king of Judah's line that would rule over all the earth, your king, your righteousness. And yes, we can step back as we look forward to celebrating yet again. The days are coming when the Lord, our righteousness, will come again, and he will bring us into his everlasting kingdom. And can you imagine then the food at his feast? Can you imagine then being part of his kingdom and the praises and renown and rejoicing that will last forever? Can you imagine then the relaxation and rest as he says, come to me and I will give you rest, rest for your souls. we're going to celebrate, and we're going to have a real Christmas that starts with Christ and his righteousness. Amen.